Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast. In English, we use the verb to have in many different ways, from saying I have a new job to I have been there before, or even I have to go. But in Spanish, there's more than one verb for to have. And in this week's episode, I'm going to share with you three different ways to say to have in Spanish using a genre of Cuban music that you might not be familiar with. ¿Listos? Vamos a empezar. Let's get started.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, Certified Language Coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola y bienvenidos al episodio 118. Welcome to episode 118 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. We've been talking about Cuba for the past few weeks on the podcast, so I thought for this episode it would be a good idea to explore music from the island. I'll be breaking down the lyrics to the song Me Dicen Cuba by Havana de Primera, so you'll have another song to add to your playlist. And speaking of playlists, you can access our Spotify playlist that has all the songs we featured on the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com/Spotify. Now, before we get started with breaking down the lyrics to this song, in our Facebook group, there's been some talk about traveling to Latin America this summer. Now, I know some of you are a little bit more cautious about travel and you're not quite ready yet, but a lot of you did say that you are ready to travel again for the first time in almost a year, well, actually more than a year now. So some of you have actually already made plans or are making plans to visit a Spanish-speaking country this summer. And some of you also said that your Spanish goals could use a little bit of a refresh for the spring. So starting next week, I'll be guiding you through a challenge to reset and refresh your Spanish goals. We've just wrapped up the end of the first quarter of 2021, if you can even believe that. So March is over, we are heading into the spring, and it really is a good time to reflect on the progress that you've made since the beginning of the year, and to also start off a new season with a recommitment to your Spanish goals. Every day next week, I'll guide you through a short exercise to really help you reflect on the progress you've made so far and decide what your next steps are going forward. So I hope you'll join me for the challenge. If you're interested, sign up at SpanishConSalsa.com/reset. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/reset. Now we're going to get started right at the beginning of next week. So make sure you're signed up. If you're thinking about it, pause this episode, sign up right now. You can click on the link on our show notes page, or if you're listening to this in your podcast app, just scroll down to the description and click on the link to sign up for our Refresh and Reset Spanish Challenge. So that's SpanishConSalsa.com/reset. The song we're reviewing this week, Me Dicen Cuba, which means They Call Me Cuba, is by Havana de Primera, a Cuban band founded in 2008. The band is a collective of 17 of the top musicians in the Cuban music scene. They're known for playing a style of Latin music called timba. Timba can be considered a form of Cuban salsa, but it has a distinct style. You'll notice it when you hear it because it's usually very upbeat and llena de energía. It's full of energy. I'll include a link in the show notes page so you can check out the song Me Dicen Cuba and also a video that explains a little bit about timba. And you know the drill by now. To go to our show notes page, just go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/118 for episode 118 of the podcast. So let's take a look at the lyrics to the song first, and then we'll take a look at those three different ways to use the verb to have in Spanish. The song begins, Vengo de donde el sol calienta la tierra. I come from where the sun warms the earth. Y allí donde el corazón late más sincero. And there where the heart beats most sincerely. So el corazón late, this late is not like a mocha latte that you might get from the coffee shop, but late comes from the verb latir, which is to beat, and it's specifically referring to a heartbeat. Vengo de donde el son pasa las horas. I come from where the rhythm spends hours. Now, el son actually refers to a genre of Cuban music that predates salsa. And it actually is one of the roots of the genre that we now call salsa. So he's talking about this particular rhythm and how, you know, when you're in Cuba, you hear, this type of rhythm playing for hours and hours. Enamorando a la rumba. Falling in love with the party. So rumba is another word that can be used a few different ways. It can be mean to refer to just a party, but also it is another specific type of rhythm and sound that comes from Cuba. Cantándole aquel bolero. Cantándole aquel bolero. So singing that bolero. And again, we have a new genre of music that we're introduced to here. Bolero is actually another genre that predates salsa, and it's known throughout Latin America for its ballads. And there's also, of course, like most genres of music, a dance that goes along with it. So we've already learned about son, rumba, bolero, so we're learning about different rhythms in Cuba. Traigo mi religión y mi esperanza. I bring my religion and my hope. Mezclada con mi tambor y mi melodía. Mixed with my drum and my melody. Tan solo quiero que sepas lo que se siente. I just want you to know what it feels like. Cuando se llene tu alma. When your soul is filled. De toda mi cubanía. So with all of my, this is more like Cuban ness, right? Or Cubanity, right? Like, so all of my sort of essence of being Cuban. Cubano soy de pura cepa. So I am Cuban. I'm a true Cuban. Like, I'm a real Cuban to the bones almost. Y mis raíces las defiendo con la vida. And my roots, I will defend them with my life. Cubano soy y donde quiera que me encuentre, cantaré a mi Cuba querida. I am Cuban, and wherever I find myself or wherever I am, I will sing to my beloved Cuba. Okay, so that is the first part of the song. And as you can see, it's really almost like a love letter to the island of Cuba. And there's actually two singers that kind of do a harmony here. So I definitely recommend check out the show notes page so that you can listen to the song. We will have the video there. So learnspanishconsalsa.com/118. learnspanishconsalsa.com/118 for episode 118 of the podcast, and you'll be able to see the beautiful video and hear the melody of this song. So make sure you check it out, and also we will have available on the show notes page, like I mentioned before, a little bit of a breakdown of what is timba music, so you can get a little bit more of the history and learn about the different styles of music that come from Cuba, because it really is a rich history. Now, in the next part of the song, this is where we're going to find some of our uses of the verb to have. So the next part, they're actually repeating sort of what was said at the beginning. Vengo de donde el sol caliente la tierra. I come from where the sun warms the earth. Which, you know, if you've been to Cuba, you know it's definitely warm there and all the Caribbean. La tierra donde nací, donde viviré. The land where I was born, where I will live. Por eso te canto ahora mi canción. That's why I'm singing my song now. Para que sepas el porqué, a mí me dicen Cuba. So para que sepas is so that you'll know. El porqué. So this is sort of the reason why. So it's porqué. You may be familiar with porqué meaning why when you're asking a question, or because when you're giving the reason for something. But in this case, it's el porqué. So it's actually used as a noun here. It's saying the reason, like the because, right? Or the why, right? The reason why. A mí me dicen Cuba. So they call me Cuba. So think of a mí me dicen Cuba, which is literally where they say Cuba to me, right? But in this case, it's actually more like the verb llamarse, right? Like me llaman Cuba, they call me Cuba. So think of it that way instead of, you know, they're saying Cuba to me or something like that. Now this para que sepas, he's used that a few times. That's actually pretty common. It's like so that you know, right? It's like I'm telling you this so that you know. I'm explaining something to you. I'm breaking this down for you, okay? So if I say para que sepas, you know, it's like so that you know. So that's something that you can actually use when you're explaining something to someone, to add a little bit more emphasis and flavor into the conversation. And then after that, there's this part, like the coro, where there's the singers in the background are saying over and over again, para saber de verdad lo que es sentirse cubano. So to know for real what it's like to be Cuban, or to really know, like para saber de verdad, it's like to know the truth or to know really. Lo que es sentirse cubano. So what it is to feel Cuban, to feel like you are Cuban. Tienes que haber nacido en Cuba. You must have been born in Cuba. Tienes que haber vivido en Cuba. You must have lived in Cuba. So, you know, very straightforward. He's saying if you really want to understand what I'm saying, like everything he's talking about in the song, you have to have been born or lived in Cuba to really get sort of the real feeling of what he's talking about in the song, okay? So pay attention here. We have tienes que haber nacido en Cuba. So you may be familiar with this. Tienes is the verb tener. And that is one of the ways to say to have in Spanish. So let's get into that. Let's talk about those three different ways that you can say to have in Spanish, because in English we just say it the same way, right? But in Spanish you have to be aware that if you want to express one of these uses of to have, that you have to do it a little bit differently and use a different verb. You can't just say it like we do in English. So let's take a look at these lines in particular with the tienes que haber nacido en Cuba y tienes que haber vivido en Cuba. So in English, we use to have in many different ways, like I said before, but in Spanish, there's really two main verbs that you use to say to have, and those verbs are tener and haber. Tener is used to mean to have, as in to have something, meaning you possess it or you own it. So this could be something simple like tienes un libro, you have a book. Tengo un teléfono, I have a phone. So very simple, if you have something, literally you're in possession of it at that moment, or if it's something that you own, you can use the verb tener. So that's one way to use to have. tener is also used to express to have to, as in to have to do something. So for example, tienes que ir means you have to go. So in this case, tener is actually used with the infinitive form of another verb. So in the example I just gave you, tienes que ir, then ir is the infinitive of the verb. Okay, so we're not conjugating or changing the form of ir, but you know because I said tienes que, I'm talking to you because that's the tú form. So tú tienes que ir, you have to go. Okay, so far we have tener un libro, and we can also have tener que hacer algo. So those are two ways so far to say to have. So now we know how to say to have something or to have to do something. Haber, on the other hand, is used to express to have done something, usually in the recent past. And it's always used with another verb to help it out. And we'll get into that in a minute. But first, let's talk about the forms of the verb haber, because it is a very irregular verb. First, I want to point out that haber is actually spelled H-A-B-E-R, or H-A-B-E-R. And as you know, the letter H in Spanish is silent unless it comes after the letter C. So let's take a look at how to say haber in its different forms. So if I want to say I have, yo he. You have, tú has. She has, ella ha. They have, ellos han. We have, nosotros hemos. So that's how I would say to have in the different forms with the verb haber. But this is really incomplete, right? We do need another verb to finish the thought. We can't just say I have, like you have to answer the question, I have what, I have to do what, or I have done what, okay? So we use the past participle after the verb haber. And that's words in English like done, eaten, been, gone, broken. That's the idea of the past participle. And in English, it's what we call the present perfect. Now, I know this is getting a little grammar heavy, so if you want a deep dive on the grammar, you can check out the Spanish Grammar Mastery course, where I break down in detail when to use the present perfect, how to conjugate the verb haber, and the past participle, which is a whole other verb form that you need to use with haber. And I have one specific module of the Spanish Grammar Mastery course that's dedicated to the present perfect, and it'll break all of this down for you with plenty of examples and, of course, more songs. So check out the show notes page at learnspanishconsalsa.com/118 if you want to get a link to that course so you can get more in-depth on the topic. For now, I'm just going to give you a brief overview with some examples, just so you get the idea of what I'm talking about, because I want to explain how it's used in the song, which is a little bit more of an advanced concept. So if you're a beginner, I want you to be satisfied after these next few examples. And if you're more advanced, stay tuned, because I will be challenging you to really understand a different way to use these verbs that you may not have been familiar with before. All right? So let's take a look at how we use the present perfect in Spanish. I could say, yo he estado allí. Yo he estado allí. I have been there. Tú has comido. Tú has comido. You have eaten. Okay, so those are just two very basic examples. So notice that I'm using the verb haber with the past participle. So he estado is the past participle of estar. And tú has comido. Comido comes from the verb comer, to eat. So again, like I said, that's just a really brief overview. If you're not familiar with the present perfect, I definitely recommend you go to the show notes page and check out that module of the Spanish Grammar Mastery course. Now it's going to get a little bit more complex, because in the song, they actually use a very specific form that combines all of these verbs together. So let's look at it in English first. What if I wanted to say, you have to have eaten? Almost like you must have eaten, right? I'm saying, look, or maybe it's like 8 o'clock at night and I'm saying you had to have eaten dinner by now, right? So to say you have to have done something, I have to use both tener que and haber together. So it's to have done, right? There's a lot of to haves going on. But in Spanish, it's like I said, there's a few different ways to say it. So we have to use both verbs. So if I wanted to say, again, you have eaten, I would just say tú has comido, or I could simply say has comido, because has, you know, is conjugated for to, so I don't really have to use it. So as you know, we don't always need to add that pronoun in Spanish because the verbs are conjugated so that you already know who the subject is. So has comido means you have eaten. If I wanted to say you must have eaten, I would say tienes que haber comido. Tienes que haber comido. So you must have eaten. So tienes que is you have to, and haber comido is have eaten. So you have to have eaten. So I know it gets a little bit complex, but this is how it's actually used in the song. When he says, tienes que haber nacido en Cuba, you must have been born in Cuba. So nacido comes from the verb nacer, you know, to be born. So tienes que haber nacido en Cuba, and tienes que haber vivido en Cuba. So vivido comes from vivir. So tienes que haber vivido en Cuba. So in order to understand really what he's talking about, you had to have lived and you had to have been born on the island of Cuba. So that is it for this episode. Again, if you want to hear the song and get the full lyrics, I did not go through all of them right here. But if you want the full lyrics to the song, make sure you sign up to be a supporter of the show at learnspanishconsalsa.com/support. Now, I know this episode was a little heavy on grammar, but I hope that you found the explanation helpful. Now you know three different ways to say to have in Spanish. Tener, to have something. Tener que, to have to do something. And haber, to have done something. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. Remember, next week we're starting our Refresh and Reset Challenge, so make sure you sign up at SpanishConSalsa.com/reset. And as always, I hope that something you've heard today has helped you go one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.